Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
That's right. The drive is live, and it's good to be back in the building with you fellas. And we'll have some fun today, baby. It's a good Wednesday. We will talk to Seth and Sean a little bit later on. We'll talk to them. We got a busy show. We'll talk to them in the 5 o'clock hour because Roflo will be with us to talk about these Astros who are about to get started here.
I'm faded right now.
There you go. In about an hour and a half or so. But he'll join us, and it's Wednesday, so we'll talk to B. Scott to get a Texans report. So we got a full show lined up for you on this Wednesday. Again, as I said, Clint, you got the Astros who are looking to get the sweep. They get swept over there by the Red Sox, and now they go into Miami and look for a sweep with Spencer Arrighetti on the mound today. So a little day baseball. We'll keep you updated with that and abreast as they get going at 3:40. Which is weird. Usually they, you know, East Coast, this they'd have been playing by now already, but they're going 3:40.
Could be a great day, man, for the Astros. It's been a good couple of days here with this series, with the offense just you know, exploding there, and it could be big if they can go ahead and handle business and get this sweep and get it at, you know, with Spencer Arrighetti doing work on the bump. That would be that, as an Astros fan, it'd be a nice little rebound from that. That heartbreak in Boston.
As you said, man, if you could just avoid sweeps, you know, they'll be in good shape. The lead is still 3.5 now as the Mariners, they're getting hot too. But keeping pace, I think the Rangers beat the Yankees to send the Yankees. I think they're 6 straight loss. So keeping ahead of the Rangers and the Mariners or the Astros, but we will keep you updated on what's going on there. The lineup is out for the Astros today, as Clint said, Spencer Arrighetti. We'll get into him a little bit more later on and let you know what Joe Espada has said about his plans for him today. But the lineup is out today. Astros are going to lead off with Correa, Clint. Correa playing third base and is going to lead off. That doesn't horn you off?
I mean, I'm hopeful for the best, and I think he can produce. It's still Los Correa, but... But I was just talking when you were out yesterday, Ron. I was telling Luke and Clint, I came across some wild-ass numbers and stats regarding Los Correa whenever he's batting in that fourth position, that cleanup spot this season. And he is substantially, like, the numbers are insanely better for Correa whenever he's hitting cleanup.
I think you made some great topics. Points. I missed it. Because this is how you know how nasty Tyler is. He just ran past that. That doesn't get you horned up?
You said horned off, by
the
way.
Did I say horned off?
That don't get you horned off? Oh, yeah, let me tell you about this Correa in the forehead. Like
2 o'clock on Sports Radio 610, I'm guaranteed to be horned up.
Any kind of horny horn, he's
automatic.
It is so a part of him.
I fully expected horned up, and I was like, I was going to be, damn, that was good. And you went with off. I went, whoa, that's great.
I stopped myself, too.
Is a little aggressive.
Tyler rolled through it like it's a regular saying.
Hey, thank you, Tyler.
But how about that? To your point, Tyler, how about that? Tyler went on this. I mean, he held up the closing of the show yesterday with the with Correa in the four hole. Let me tell y'all about this stat I found.
And they leaned him up. And
Spotted didn't wait 24 hours to say, "Nah, to hell with your stat, Tyler. I don't care how good he is."
The hell, Joe.
I'm not even going to do what makes sense and put him in that three hole, that four hole, that five hole. I'm going
to
lead him off, man.
I think this is Dana personally. Correa, Sanchez, Altuve is playing second base. Walker, Caratini's catching tonight. Diaz, who's starting to get hot from the plate, is the DH today with Trammell and Smith. And then Dubon is up playing shortstop as Pena gets the day off. So that is where we are. Ocho, Ron, stop worrying about the Mariners and Rangers. The Tigers are about to lose. So we have a chance to tie them in the loss column for the two seed in the AL. Ocho, I'm not. I just simply read off the damn standings.
Hold on, update.
I just read off the standings. Damn it, Ocho. Good Lord. I was a little concerned about the Mariners a couple of days ago at 2.5. I really was. And next week, we'll see what rolls. Yeah,
two and a half up with this Sugarland. Almost said Skeeters. Yes. I like Skeeters, man. I mean, Skeeters was so fitting.
And I got to yell Skeet Skeet.
Skeeters was so fitting, man.
Such a Skeet Skeet, man.
I mean, we got mosquitoes around this joint that'll pick you up and drag your ass off if you ain't careful, man. That was so fitting. But anyway,
Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, you come on the heels of getting swept by Boston, and you got a bunch of Space Cowboys in the lineup and in the starting rotation, and here comes the Mariners, who just what they had about 50 home runs to their lineup at the trade deadline.
Yeah, they did some things. They're keeping them at bay. If they can get a sweep to cancel out what happened in Boston, that would be big, and they would have an even road trip right there with that thing there if they can get it done against the Miami Marlins. It's big because the Marlins were coming in hot, winning five in a row before the Astros got a hold of them. All right, Clint, as we know, they are in West Virginia right now during training camp, and today was just a walk-through type of practice, but I still think there was some really good news and talking points that came out of that. As again, as I said, we'll talk to Seth and Sean coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. But Clint, we saw Christian Harris and Damian Pierce today. They got extensive work, both of them, right? And when we say extensive work, everybody was out of pads, right? There was more of a walkthrough day, but they were actually walking through and in with their position groups, in with getting snaps with the offense and the defense in a way we hadn't seen. We'd either seen them yesterday or Monday off on the side doing work and not really participating with the team, or in the building somewhere and not even outside to see them. Today they were actually in drills going through the walkthrough, and both of them got extensive work with the first teams, including Damian Pierce. He got extensive work with the first team, according to Aaron Wilson. And when they lined up the first team defense, Clint, Azeez Alshire was one linebacker, and Christian Harris, who has not been on the field. Hell, C.J. Gardner-Johnson was playing second team for about 2 weeks before they let him on the first team.
Wow, dude.
Christian Harris walked right in and took the spot that Henry Toa had been playing, and he was with the ones as they were walking through alongside Azeez Alshire, which was interesting to me, Clint, immediately that he was in that position.
Yeah, it is interesting, but you know, if you look at the theme of camp here, it's on brand for the Texans. The whole rotation, you better stay ready. You never know when I'm going to throw you in there. You never know, you know, I'm going to surprise coaches and players. D'Amico said yesterday, I even like to throw it on my coaches sometimes of surprises and see how they're going to respond and what their plan is. And so here's the deal: I think it is a test for those two guys. I don't for any in any way, shape, or form expect to see those guys this weekend. Versus Minnesota. But we talked a little bit about it yesterday. Look, I think when you look at Christian Harris on this defense, it's a game changing type player. And if you look at the offense now with no Joe Mixon, for the foreseeable future. All of a sudden, Dameon Pierce becomes a game-changing piece. Damn sure in the preseason. Damn sure in a sense of getting reps. You know, you don't want to overplay Nick Chubb, right? To be honest with you, you'd rather not give Dari Ogunbowale a boatload of reps. And so what do you do? How do you get through the preseason?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I would think they're going to bank on Dameon Pierce there until Joe Mixon gets back. Dameon Pierce, the dynamic went from a Dameon Pierce's days are numbered.
You said you think he still may not make the team.
I thought he was done. But then the Joe Mixon deal, I didn't know. I was not even aware that Joe Mixon was going to miss this much camp, much less potentially week one, you know, up to week one. Yeah. I had no idea. That changes the dynamic in the running back room. I like Woody Marks. They like Jawar Jordan. I don't know. I've not seen enough to say I like him or I don't like him. Again, Dari Ogunbowale is not a guy that I want to be my plan. I don't even care if it is with Joe Mixon being injured. I don't want that to be part of my plan going into the season. But with Dameon Pierce right now, he has got to be your number two running back behind Nick Chubb. Assuming he gets healthy in week one, Joe Mixon's not ready, and he's ready. He has got to be your number two guy. I don't know how you go into a game with a new system where your quarterback, your whole offense appears to be struggling, learning, and picking this thing up. You know, 2 weeks into camp, I don't know how you go into that thing with Woody Marks or Jawar Jordan as your number two running back and think that's gonna have legs. So Dameon Pierce, the significance and the importance of Dameon Pierce has done a 180 for me with the Joe Mixon news.
Yeah, yeah. When that's the thought is because, and you know Nick Chubb ain't going to get right off the bat.
That's right.
All of those carries. And then are you ready to go to Woody Marks? Like, are you ready to go? Like, you would think you want a veteran that you are comfortable with. And at this point, that's why I said, man, Dameon Pierce is missing some crucial time to really give himself a chance. And now I think with that Joe Mixon injury, he does have a major chance. But to me, like, the Christian Harris thing is, I love it. I believe he just brings something to the table that I don't think anyone else has in that linebacking room. And I just, you never knew what was going on because last year it felt like he was getting healthy scratches just defensively, but playing special teams in the playoffs. And it felt like maybe this wasn't just an injury thing, that this was something more than it. Well, I mean, they didn't warm up. Hey man, get on in there. You're right there next to him. And I like that plan. I personally feel a lot better about Aziz and him in there, or him being one of the guys in there all the time. Because EJ Speed's been there every day, and as you've said, hell, I don't think they just bring in EJ Speed to be sitting on the bench. Yeah. Henry Toa has been there most of the time and maybe was one of the most improved players on the team last year. And he walked right in, and they put him in with the first unit, which I think gives you gives me a clear thought that they think really highly of him, and he is what their plan is.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their five other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about, golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.